Welcome to Heroes of the Realm. I am your host and Dungeon Master, Jason Hee. Before we begin today's story, I'd like to thank this episode's sponsor, the Gnomish Merchant Society of Canavalar, welcoming visitors and their gifts since the fall of Tenris. Never short on deals, visit your Gnomish broker for tall tales and exotic trinkets from the Elven lands and beyond. This week's story finds our heroes exploring the mysterious elvish embassy outside the realmish port town of Ostmouth. The gnomish groundskeeper, Grindelpuck, prepares a delightful meal for our heroes as they investigate the scroll room, guest suites, and kitchen for secrets and clues. Why did the Caledon elves abandon this embassy decades ago? How did they leave, and why? As our heroes ponder these questions, Nyx, the teenage rogue, interrupts to inform Zerdan that his magical dagger, Charmpiercer, has been stolen. Exasperated, the bard chastises Nyx for being careless with his belongings. Xandar magically scans the horizon from the embassy's tower to detect the enchanted blade. The noble wizard's scrying reveals that the magic dagger is in the vicinity of the North Shore Fish Market. Nyx is sent on a mission to recover the bejeweled blade promised to her by Zerdan in exchange for helping track Nascimento Pilar. Back in the embassy's kitchen, Grindelpuck hovers over a bubbling copper cauldron, mumbling in gnomish. Athenia suspects the gnome of mischief, but can't figure out his scheme, and Grindelpuck staunchly refuses to acknowledge the copper cauldron. As the party softly interrogates Grindelpuck, the embassy's groundskeeper makes one thing crystal clear.
Gnomes will not talk about the copper cauldron. Oh, and Famapans sends his greetings.
Lav, tiring of the conversation, pokes around the kitchen and discovers a secret passageway hidden in the pantry that leads to a mysterious door forged in silver. Xandar is unable to open this cousin to the Silver Gate, which required a special incantation provided by the late wizard Gilthandir. If this is indeed another magical portal, the party finds no clues as to its destination. Interrupting the hero's investigation, Nyx returns to the embassy, calling the party from outside the magically sealed gates.
Guys, we got a problem. A big, mean problem. You better get out here.
A magical iron statue has been released to rampage through Ostmouth. Our heroes race across town to stop the iron golem of Jagdish the Enchanter, following the carnage and destruction to the scene of a lopsided battle. The city constables, bloody and wounded, are ill-matched for their magical foe. With daring and bravado, Athenia and Nyx charge the golem, while Lav and Zerdan unleash a barrage of arrows. Finn attempts to polymorph the golem into the form of a harmless teddy bear, with mixed results. Athenia, Nyx, and the city constables now face a large, angry iron bear. Xandar and Finn join forces to summon a crackling electrical storm to push back the iron rampager, while Athenia uses her body to shield young Nyx from her companion's magical lightning. As the iron beast struggles to stay upright, a strange swarm of crabs scuttles into the square. The golem slips and topples over in a mess of ichor. The townsfolk are in shock from the destruction. Amidst the growing crowd, Finn is approached by one of his long-lost brothers. Darius Blackthorn introduces his son Darius Jr., who over the past few months has developed a remarkable ability to summon crustaceans, a useful talent for a father-son crabbing boat crew.
Quite a gift indeed. Young Darius appears to take after his uncle.
As Finn and his brother trade stories, Zerdan and Athenia tell the city constables to look for a woman matching the description of Nascimento, suspecting the radical wizard of instigating the golem attack. Lav and Xandar follow the golem's trail of destruction back to the Hidden Wizard's Guild office, where they discover the magical lock has been picked by a blade. Charm Piercer, perhaps? Cautiously entering, Xandar finds the body of Jagdish the Enchanter, bloodied and lifeless from a dagger's wound. Our heroes regroup at the Southside docks, having accepted Darius' offer for transport on his crabbing boat. Young Darius' account of a mysterious woman praising him for his gift in the northern fishing town of Allenton offers a compelling lead on their pursuit of Nascimento. Accompanied by Finn's brother and nephew and a marble statue of Pax acquired by Gustav, our heroes sail north towards Allenton and the Elvish Ley Line. Join us next time for more tales of valor from the heroes of the realm. Thank you.